to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
I want to do another reading from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness. And if you have a copy of the book, you can read along with me on page 239. This chapter talks about money is all about priorities. My desire for financial freedom and independence came from an upbringing where money was a reason to not do something. I couldn't have a dog because it was expensive. We couldn't travel outside of the country because that was also expensive. We couldn't afford a more suitable house because that was expensive. The list goes on for a long time. As I grew up, I learned that some of those ideas weren't entirely true. Owning a dog indeed does cost money, but not as much as I was led to believe. The same goes for anything else on that list. It all costs a certain amount of money, but once you start looking for possibilities, you'll find it's not always as expensive as you first thought. I did have to get creative though. Airfare is expensive, especially when you're living in Canada. Instead of focusing on the impossibility of spending large amounts of money on airfare, I worked around the issue by applying my travel hacking principles to fly for free or at a deeply discounted rate. Reverse life engineering means you build your life around the things that matter to you. Instead of concentrating on not being able to do certain things, you find ways to make them possible. When I first wanted to own a car, it definitely wasn't the best car ever, but it was my car. My first apartment that I owned didn't have a fancy bathroom. The shower alternated between scalding hot and freezing cold without warning, all whilst having the shower curtains stick to my body. I still loved that shower because it was mine, and I had the ability to make it better over time without anyone's approval. And I did. When I sold that apartment several years later, it had a nice glass shower enclosure with thermostatic controls. Having my priorities in order allowed me to do whatever I wanted. I had to get clear on what I wanted and go after those things in order of importance. That's what setting priorities is all about. If you really want to travel, you can. If you really want a brand new car, I believe you can. If you really want a boat, another home, a motorcycle, make that your priority and go after it. Priorities have to come in an order. You might not be able to do everything at the same time. Instead of using that as a paralyzer and doing nothing at all, pick the one thing you want most, focus on that, and go after it first. Freedom comes from having the ability to do something, but you don't need to prove to anyone you're able to. If I want to fly to New York tomorrow to pick up a new pair of jeans, I can, even though I probably won't. I've done similar spontaneous trips where I decided on Monday I'd leave for Las Vegas for the rest of that week just because I needed a break and some sunshine. It takes less money than you think to be crazy, so pick what you want.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.